You're with SBS Radio.
Pagtatalo sa superannuation at pagbabawas sa buwis ang nangibabaw sa pangangampanya sa eleksyon kahapon na kung kailan inamin ni Bill Shorten na dapat na mas maliwanag siya sa altuntunin ng labor sa superannuation. Binansagan ni Punong Ministro Scott Morrison ang pag-amin bilang dishonest, sneaky or clueless o di tapat, mapaninlang o walang kaalaman. Narito ang ulat ni Greg Dietz na sinalin sa wikang Filipino. Isang tila tiyak na tugon ni Bill Shorten na umakit ng kaagarang pagbatikos buhat sa koalisyon. Sinabi ng leader ng oposisyon noong Martes na ang labor ay walang balak na itaas ang buwis sa superannuation, walang balak na maghain ng anumang bagong buwis sa superannuation, at sumagot na sure o tiyak ng tanungin kung wala na bang bago o karagdagang buwis. Ngayon, nilinaw ni Bill Shorten ang kanyang posisyon.
I thought I was being asked about have we got any unannounced changes to superannuation, and we've already made the announcements of the changes we're going to make. But obviously we have changes which we outlined 3 years ago, and of course, so I should have picked the words better, no question. We have no proposals other than what we've already announced previously.
Nais ng labor na bawasan ang mga tax concessions sa superannuation para roon sa mga kumikita ng higit sa $200,000 bawat taon, para doblehin nila ang buwis sa kontribusyon mula 15% sa 30%. Nais din ng labor na wakasan na ang tinatawag na catch-up contributions and concessions na ibinibigay sa lahat ng maliliit na negosyo. Sinabi ni Punong Minister Scott Morrison, sa klarifikasyon ni Bill Shorten, ipinapakita ng labor na ito ay di tapat o walang kaalaman.
He's not going to put any additional taxes on superannuation starting now. So not including the $34 billion I've already decided to do. I mean, that is either one of the sneakiest and shiftiest things you've seen to pretend to people that you're not going to increase the taxes on superannuation when it is actually your policy that you're going to increase them by $34 billion. So they're either being dishonest or sneaky, or they're just clueless.
Ipinagtanggol ng parang labor at koalisyon ang mga merito ng kani-kanilang alituntunin sa pagbabawas ng buwis. Sinabi ng tagapagsalita ng labor sa Tresuriya, Chris Bowen, para may patupad ng koalisyon ang mga pangako nito sa income tax, kailangan nitong magbawas ng pondo sa edukasyon at kalusugan.
We know they've got form. They promised no cuts to health, education, the pension, the SBS or the ABC in 2013, and then they delivered all of the above. All of the above. Now we'll deliver bigger tax cuts for Australians this year earning less than $48,000. We know that they can be afforded, but we're not going to sign up for these never tax cuts, which will be paid for by cuts. Liberals cut. They cut health, they cut education, and they've cut the pension when they've had the ability to do so. They should have the moral fortitude to fess up as to what the cuts are.
Sinabi pa ni Bill Shorten, ang plano ng koalisyon sa buwis ang naggagantimpala sa mga mayayaman kaysa roon sa mas kumikita ng katamtaman.
If you're a millionaire, you'll get a tax cut under Mr. Morrison of $11,000. But if you're a person on $40,000, Mr. Morrison only wants to give you $11 a week. It just shows you his priorities and who he's backing in. And the only way he can pull off this stunt of giving millionaires $11,000 in tax refund and people on $40,000, $11 a week, is by taking the axe to health and education services.
Subalit, sinabi ni Scott Morrison, yung mga may katamtamang kita ay makikinabang sa pagbabawas ng buwis sa kita na minumungkay ng koalisyon.
What we're saying is if you earn more than $45,000 a year, then you will pay 30 cents. Not 32.5 cents. The Labor Party is running around trying to say this is for people on high incomes. No, it's for people earning as little as $45,000 a year. And the first change, also, when it comes to moving these thresholds, is to move it from $37,000 a year, which is 19 cents, and to move that threshold up to $45,000. Now that's people on very modest incomes. See, we have a tax plan that not only deals with the here and now. More than $1,000 for those who are on low and middle incomes. That's happening straight away. But we have a plan to lower taxes not just today, but into the future as well.
ang Tresoria at Kagawaran ng Pananalapi ay naglabas ng pre-election economic and fiscal outlook at ito ay sumusunod sa kanilang pagtataya sa budget. Inulit ng outlook ang surplus na 7.1 bilyong dolyar sa tinatayang budget, subalit binago na kaunti ang depisito para sa taong 2018-2019 sa 4.2 bilyong dolyar sa 4.3 bilyong dolyar.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.